Welcome to First Church. It is great to see each and every one of you. I had to hightail it back there because I had misplaced my bulletin. You know, I can always tell where I've been because I leave something, either a pen or a bulletin. Anyway, my name is Eric Dirks, and I do welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for being here today. Merry Christmas. You know, I love snow. I think if it's going to be cold and it's going to be winter, it needs to be snow, you know, that's what I'm saying. But on March 1st, I don't know, February 28th, I was kind of getting in the mood for spring. How about you, Ron? Yeah. So, but hey, 5.5 inches out in the Dirks pond there, so, you know, that was the best snow I've seen in a long time. But anyway, we do welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for being here. And if you would open up your bulletin now. As has been the case, and at this point will remain, we have a perforated section of your bulletin. I ask you to fill that out, turn it in the offering plate later on in the service when that comes. And if you have a decision to make, please mark that and turn that in as well, and so we can celebrate with you, or let me know directly. On the other side of that, even if you're a regular attender, we ask that you fill out the top three or four lines there, the date, name, and your service outside the walls of this church, if you'd fill that in for sure, even as a regular attender. Those who are visiting for the first time, first of all, we put out a special welcome to you. We thank you so much for your presence this morning. And we ask that if you would take some time and fill this out so we could learn about you, so that we can welcome you to this church and say thank you for attending and celebrating with us today. We have one insert, and I want to lift up one side of that. It is our soup and scripture. It begins this Tuesday. We will have a meal downstairs, and then we will come up here at 6:30, I believe, yes, for the scripture portion of that, for the Bible study. So please make sure that you attend that, bring your Bibles along and an appetite, and that way you can get fed, and you can see there the teachers for each of those classes. Also, on the back side of that is Cliff's study guide. I invite you to take that home, along with what Deanna's going to tell you about our prayer concerns here after a bit, and keep that beside your prayer chair, all right? So that you have a daily devotional based on this week's sermon, and you have plenty to pray about and celebrate if you take that home. Please take a close look at the announcements on that first sleeve there of your bulletin. There's a lot going on, and they will be new things each week. So please make sure that you pay close attention to that. Today is Warm House Sunday. You know, we celebrate and support the Warm House across the square quite a lot. And so there's a barrel right there by the door, and every first Sunday of the month, of course, you can bring it any time, but every first Sunday of the month, we lift up Warm House specifically, and we ask that you bring non-perishable food items and such like that and place in that barrel. So just know that today is that day. Also, guess what next week is?
Daylight savings time.
It is a depressing day for me. I lose another hour of sleep. That's rough. But I get an extra hour of sunshine. Well, not really. I mean, you know, it's the same hour of sunshine, right? We just kind of move the clock, right? But anyway, I understand what you're saying there. So, but anyway, just know that next week you're going to spring forward. So make sure you remember that. And if I were you, I'd do it Saturday morning. So it's, you know, in your mind, you're not losing an hour of sleep, right?
Eric?
Yes?
Here.
Oh, it's true.
Okay, so now this is really not going to have a lot of umph to it. Or you're going to really remember it. I just wanted to add on the announcements that Circle D will be meeting Thursday evening, 6:30 at Vicki Whitaker's. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. No. Oh, thank you. That just scared me. So, no. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. Isn't it great to laugh in God's house? I just love to be able to laugh and have fun. And, well, anyway. Please pay attention to your announcements. It is the beginning of a busy season. This is Lent, and Lent is 40 days before Easter. April 12th is Easter, and this year, and 40 days before Easter, but we don't include Sundays. The church does not include Sundays in the season of Lent. Does anyone know why?